April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. It's April 10th. Here's a poet for today. Wayne Kestenbaum is a poet, critic, and artist. He has published 9 books of nonfiction on such subjects as hotels, Harpo Marx, humiliation, Jackie Onassis, opera, and Andy Warhol. His cult classic, The Queen's Throat, Opera, Homosexuality, and the Mystery of Desire, was nominated for a National Book Critics Circle Award. His latest book of prose is My 1980s and Other Essays in 2013. His 6 books of poetry include Blue Stranger with Mosaic Background and Best-Selling Jewish Porn Films. He has also published a novel, Moira Orphée in Aig Mort. His first solo exhibition of paintings was at White Columns Gallery in New York in fall 2012. He's a distinguished professor of English at the CUNY Graduate Center. The poet says, "With my boyfriend Stephen Marchetti, an architect, I moved to Germantown in 1997 or 1998, I can't remember which. We bought a white house from the 1860s, a very tiny house we mistook for pink, the reflected light of autumn leaves, and so we painted it pink to match our preconception. We divide our time between New York, Chelsea, and Germantown. The thing I miss most from our first years in Germantown is Main Street Books. Main Street Books was a main reason we bought a house in Germantown. I bought Elizabeth Taylor's autobiography at Main Street Books for a mere few dollars." Here is a poem for today by Wayne Kestenbaum from a new work called The Pink Trance Notebooks. Trance Notebook Number 3. A testicle descends, but a lark ascends. A fetid pool of anatomine images. Don't confuse self-deprecation with unacknowledged legislators' transport. Your naked shoulders, the girly raw material of leader. Cave paintings and trills. Arm lying dead on the wheelchair ledge. Clairvoyance of our anus, its somber solitude. Hemiola, not the children's hospital near San Francisco State University. No one becomes a German citizen because of breeze or jazz. No one becomes a German citizen overnight. No one becomes Mado Robin overnight or any dead legend. Melville's pervy Pierre, subject of my 2001 reveries. Guillotine revolutionaries and their quadrille dreaming wives. Not all revolutionaries are husbands. No reason I shouldn't have a crush on Jesus or picture his pierced, flayed abdomen, his nipples in recession. I frequent the Tinker's Dam, an atopical gay bar also patronized by Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky. My shame is one size fits all, like a white parka from Target. Afraid of Debussy and stomach flu. The relationship between early impressionism and intestinal bugs. Jean Harris, who murdered the diet doctor, died today. It ODs on indexicality. A nightingale without a onesie is a venereal state of exception. Lollipops were de rigueur when boys' testicles were undescended. A testicle descends, but a lark ascends. Wilhelm Reich and other radical fairy technicians of the sacred perineum, the ligament between the wolf and the regurgitator. Illness alters aesthetic judgments. Sunsets are sentimental propaganda tools, yet every night a sunset makes a 3-penny opera hooker out of me. I expand like an accordion before it's had a chance to be a scarlet pimpernel. All chapels are identical when perceived by the belly button of the faithful. I thought the phone call meant my mother had died, but he left no message, and if she'd died, wouldn't he have left a message saying she died? The red-headed Israeli-Austrian trainer strained my neck by suggesting a perverse free-weight hamstring glute exercise. He urges me to apply for German citizenship. Vaginas are higher and more tilted than I'd realized. The area by the bushes in elementary school, Lassen Drive, seemed the location of a dead body. These sentences lead to Switzerland, the Klee Institute, recovery, Ash Wednesday, plastic surgery, failed nose jobs, noses that drip. This activity represents a symptom of neurological damage. Angres painted a peacock feather, though the man who wrote the Angres book on which I'm leaning is dead. My mother, I think, telephoned, and my heart stopped. I make nonsense sounds because I pretend I live in a toaster. I pretend I'm a Pop-Tart. Peevishness isn't the same as a poetic credo, and yet I assert crabbiness and grandiosity as a modernist torch. My mother's bowels are always a part of my consciousness, and that's why I flee consciousness, because I don't want to be a tenant in my mother's bowels. A strange choice for Orthodox Jews in search of pomegranates. Like Courbet, Origin of the World, Bagel and Cream Cheese concession stands on 8th Avenue. My pockets are filled with lumpy stars, fetal constellations. Like Jim Neighbors with a morning Woody, greeting his new roommate, Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry's wearing his MAME costume. I'm trying to avoid a crevice or abyss in the middle of my mother's bed, where she awaits my response, though she doesn't always remember who I am. She always remembers that I am a cardboard doll, a St. Francis of Assisi loser fetish. That was a poem by Wayne Kestenbaum, Trance Notebook Number 3, read by permission of the author for the Living Poets Canon. Thanks for your time.